This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And so that's what we have time for today, inshallah, on the power of dhikr. Please do join us for a future episode of the power of dhikr, inshallah ta'ala. Until then, I leave you in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So drink my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Wash all the filth away, unchange my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. So drink my heart, please, wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Power of Dhikr. In this episode, we're continuing to look at some of the benefits and the virtues of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, and how we can become from those who remember Allah much, both male and female. From the many benefits of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Ibn Qayyim mentions in one of his books, is that remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings happiness and tranquility to the heart, and it feeds the soul. So it brings happiness to the heart, it brings tranquility to the heart, it makes you feel happy and feel content, and it's like feeding your soul. So when you cut off from the remembrance of Allah, it's like starving your soul of food. And you know what happens when you starve your body of food for a long period of time. You become very agitated. You become find it very difficult to concentrate. You become sick. Likewise, your soul needs to be fed. And the way that you feed your soul is through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions as an evidence for this, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Those who believe and their hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. So those who believe, what is their description? How are they described in this ayah? Those who believe, they are described as being those people who their hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. And indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the creator, who is the one who knows what is best for us in our lives, he says, indeed, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. And the reality is that hearts don't find rest in anything but the remembrance of Allah. If you look at the news reports, day after day after day, the richest people in the world, the people with all of the wealth and all of the money, with everything that they need, and they are so desperately, desperately unhappy. Many of them commit suicide, many of them turn to drug and alcohol abuse. Why is it that they do that? Because our Creator has told us, unless you're remembering Allah, don't expect to be at peace. And this works the opposite way around, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another ayah in the Qur'an, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Whoever turns away from my remembrance is going to have a hard and a constricted and a difficult life. He's going to be completely constricted and restricted. He's going to feel like his chest is tight. He isn't able to relax. He isn't able to have fun, no matter how much Allah has given him from the dunya. And this is so, so true. You only have to look at the news reports and you think, how can someone with millions and millions and millions of pounds, with fame, with people admiring them around the world, how can that person take a drug overdose and commit suicide. How can that person jump off the top of a building? What is it that makes a person do that? It's because the only way that you can find happiness and the only way that you can find tranquility is by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Isn't it by the remembrance of Allah? Or indeed it is only by the remembrance of Allah that hearts find rest. And so when we don't give our hearts this rest, like when the body is refused food, when the soul is refused the remembrance of Allah, then it becomes agitated, it becomes sick, and the person is unable to find tranquility, and they're unable to be happy. And some of the imams of the past, they used to say that if the kings knew how happy we were, they would command for our heads to be chopped off. They would command for us to be killed out of jealousy for how happy we were, if the rulers and the kings knew. Because they had everything, but they weren't remembering Allah, and yet there was this poor person in a village somewhere, or this person in a small masjid teaching the people, remembering Allah every day, and he was far happier than the king in his palace. He was far happier than the governor in his beautiful gardens with all of his money and all of the wealth that he had amassed, because what is with your Lord is better and is more lasting. And it's not just about the body. You can give the body the finest food, you can give the body the most beautiful surroundings, the softest bed, the most beautiful clothes. But if the soul doesn't find nourishment from the remembrance of Allah, then the body will become agitated and the person will not be happy. And this is something which time constantly attests to, and history attests to, day after day after day. You find people who, from celebrities and famous people who accept Islam, and you say to them, you know, you've accepted Islam, what even made you want to even look at Islam? And they will say, I was deeply, deeply unhappy. I was in a state of constant anguish. I couldn't find any peace, any happiness. I spent all my money and it didn't bring me happiness. I spent all my money, it didn't bring me tranquility. Because the only thing that is going to bring you tranquility is the remembrance of Allah. And you know, this applies not only to the rich and famous. This applies to you and me. This applies to everyone who has stresses in their life. How many of us? We all have stresses. We all find times when we are stressed, when we are anguished, when we're in times of anguish, in times of worry, in times of concern. How do you find rest? How do you actually feel like you're content? How do you actually feel like that you have found some inner peace? This peace comes by the remembrance of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had the most stressful life of any human being because of all of the pressure upon him. Imagine the pressure you have at work of doing your job properly. Imagine if your job is to guide all of mankind with the permission of Allah, all of the men and all of the jinn. You're not just worried about 5 people who work for you, or 10 or 20, or a country full of people, or a city full. You're worried about the entire of mankind and the jinn from this time until the end. That is a huge pressure upon a person. And what did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Bilal? قُمْ يَا بِلَالْ فَأَرِحْنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ. Stand up, O Bilal, and give us a break. Give us some relaxation, some rest by the prayer. By the remembrance of Allah, we find rest. And it's so, so, so sad that we see these days that there are so many people who find their rest and their tranquility in the disobedience to Allah. And in reality, this doesn't give them rest and tranquility. We said that, and that's true. They don't find rest and tranquility from it. But they attempt to find it. And that's Muslims that I'm talking about, who are trying, you know, oh, I've had a bad day, I'm gonna go and drink alcohol. I've had a bad day, I'm gonna take drugs, I'm gonna go out and party, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Let me put some music on. It's been a rough day. But whatever you do to try and seek that in the disobedience of Allah, it won't work. You'll switch the music off and you'll feel exactly the same as you felt before, deep down inside. Maybe the shaitan has, you know, covered a little bit up for you, but not deep and lasting tranquility and deep and lasting peace. Deep and lasting peace comes from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the body needs water and food, the soul needs the remembrance of Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim also mentions other benefits. He says, from the benefits of remembering Allah is that Allah Azza wa Jal will remember you. And this is taken from the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. How much are we in need of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala? And He's not in any need of us. We're in desperate need of Him all the time. We're in desperate need of Allah Azza wa Jal to give us what we need to look after us. How many times do we say in our dua and in our dhikr, oh Allah, don't leave me to myself. Even tarfata ayn, even for a blink of an eye, the blink of an eye, don't leave me to myself. We're in desperate need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, to be there for us, to provide us, for us to take care of us, to stop bad things from happening to us, to save us from misguidance, to bring us towards the straight path. We can't do any of this without remembering Allah. So with the dhikr of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal remembers us. And there's a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narrating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a hadith which is called hadith Qudusi, a hadith in which the slave narrates from Allah, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever remembers me in himself, to himself, I remember him to himself, to myself, or in myself. And whoever remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a gathering that is better than those people that he is with. Subhanallah. So you remember Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and Allah Azza wa Jal remembers you. You remember Allah in a gathering, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentions you in a gathering that is better than the people that you have gathered. That is the gathering of the highest of the angels, the most noble and the closest of the angels to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions you. You, not anybody else. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the one who is remembering Allah. And you just think, subhanallah, you know, when you feel that, you know, what is it like to feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you when you remember Him? What an amazing thing, what an amazing feeling to feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you to the angels when you mention Him in a gathering of people. So this is an example of a person remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in themselves and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards others. And this is the situation of the Muslim. That's all we have time for in this short episode of The Power of Dhikr. Please do join us for the next episode, inshallah ta'ala. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So check my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Wash all the filth away, and change my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So check my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.